Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 263. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. It's the twice a week podcast featuring yours truly, just a dude named Case sharing his thoughts, feelings, mindsets to help you catch feelings for yourself, as I like to say. And I've got a good mindset for you today. You know, you all are so amazing and you've DM'd me so many great questions and stories and perspectives that, you know, you give me so much material and ideas. So thank you for that. And today's topic is kind of in reaction to a bunch of questions I've been getting on the idea of moving on in life. You know, how do you move on from a relationship, from a breakup, from an almost relationship, you name it. And even more broad than that, how do you move on from anything, not just a relationship, but how do you move on from anything that had a lot of meaning to you, that was a big part of your life, and then it ended. So that could be a job, it could be a friend, it could be a city, something familiar, something comforting to you. How do you move on? When can you move on? And I've been getting a lot of questions and DMs and people sharing their thoughts on this. So I thought I would turn around and create an episode on this. And I have a mindset for you that basically says that you move on by recognizing that the snuggle is real. And you'll see what I mean by that in just a minute. And before I do that, there's one quick thing I want to make sure everyone's aware of. And it's, you know, I rarely do projects or partnerships outside of my own podcast or my own journals because, you know, it's all about me. So when I do, it's a big deal. So I just wanted to make sure you're aware of the audio course that I released with a great company called Himalaya. It's a really cool company that features experts across a wide range of topics. And so I teamed up with them to create a course, an audio course on how to make 2021 a year without regret. I talk a lot about regret on the podcast. It's the one thing that I think is a really powerful motivator in life. It's the one thing that we all should strive to avoid, regret. And so I sat down and over the course of 2 hours gave my own case, no BS approach to making that a reality, to living this year, to living your life without regret. I'd love for you to check it out. I'd love for you to check it out for free. You can go to Himalaya.com/no regrets, and then you can get a free 14-day trial of Himalaya and check out the course. All you have to do is enter the code no regrets and you'll get it. So check it out. I had a lot of fun putting it together. The response so far has been amazing, and I'd love for you to listen to it. I think it would be really valuable for you. So that's it. Check it out. Himalaya.com/no regrets. Use code no regrets. But let's get down to this topic. You know, I've done episodes. If you listen, you know I have. I've done episodes on breakups. I've done episodes on closure, on moving on in life, both from relationships and also just like moving on from general life failures, general life curveballs. But I want to revisit this because I've learned something, you know, maybe call it in the past 2 years, that has really helped me realize the timing of when it's time to move on and what it actually means to move on. So here's the headline, spoiler, the headline. It's that following a breakup, following a relationship ending, something meaningful ending, anything meaningful ending, the snuggle is real. The struggle is real. But I say snuggle because I think it's funny, but snuggle because that is something that's okay to miss in a relationship. You could still miss snuggling with a partner, and yet you can still move on. And I say that as just a roundabout way of saying that it's okay to miss certain aspects of what you had with someone or that place or that circumstance. It's okay to miss things, habits, emotions, feelings, and still move on. because you've gotten to the point where you're able to separate the person you had them with, the person from the thing, the person from the habit. Just because you miss something doesn't mean you still need more time or more time to heal before moving on. And that sounds a bit harsh and maybe a little unforgiving towards yourself, but I'm going to justify that and show you what I mean. So I say for this, it's that you can move on even while you still miss aspects of a relationship you had, aspects of a situation you were in. And you do that by separating the person from the feelings, from the things that you miss, from the habits that you miss. So I'm going to make this a short episode because I just want you to realize what I have. This has been really helpful for me. And it's that the struggle is real. It's always real. It's always going to be real. It's always going to be tough to move on in a sense, but you don't have to wait until it's no longer present to do so. You don't have to put yourself in a corner and say, you know, well, I can't move on yet because I still miss what we had. I can't move on while I'm still missing something. And I get that, of course. Like, it's tough to separate these things. It's tough to have this mentality. But I think a really powerful exercise to have is to take a step back and ask yourself, as vulnerably as you can, do you miss the person or do you miss the things? Do you miss the person or do you miss the habit? Do you miss the person or do you miss the attraction, the companionship? And depending on where you are in, you know, call it your healing process, you might say one or the other or both, but eventually you'll realize something that I have, and that's that you miss the things. You've missed the things more than you miss the person, and you've made a lot more progress than you might think in moving past the person. But you're still holding on to the things. And when that's the case, even though, yeah, it still might hurt, you still might legitimately, truthfully miss it, miss them. You still might look back and, you know, you're sad that you no longer have those things. When that's the case, it's okay to move on. It's time to move on. And I think this is really important because this is kind of in reaction to what I've seen a lot and what I've lived myself as well. It's that missing a feeling doesn't mean you have more healing to do necessarily, because you're always going to miss certain feelings and certain connections and certain habits, like always, 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 always. But if you're assuming that, you know, being fully healed and like quote ready means that you miss nothing anymore, you don't miss the person, you don't miss the habit, you don't miss the things, well, I think then you're going to end up waiting too long. Because the struggle is real. The snuggle is real. You're always going to miss snuggles, for example. Who doesn't? It's always going to be real. The struggle is always going to be real. But I think it's a powerful mindset to separate the two, the things and the person, and realize that the things you miss, well, they aren't necessarily about the person anymore. And when that's the case, it's time to step out and move on. This is an idea of separating the two. And asking yourself this question, do you miss the person or do you miss things that frankly aren't exclusive to that person? Do you miss the companionship, having someone to snuggle with, always having someone around to talk, always having someone to share your feelings with? It's okay to miss that and still move on. Do you miss the sex? That's a big one, sure. Do you miss having someone who understands what you liked and needed? It's okay to miss that and still move on. Or similarly, do you miss the attraction you had, the sense of confidence you had knowing that someone thought you were beautiful, you were a big old bowl of oatmeal, that you were more than enough for someone physically, mentally, personality, everything? It's okay to miss that and still move on. Do you miss having someone who not only knew you so closely physically, but also knew like everything about you? Someone with whom you shared everything, with whom you had no secrets, where you didn't have to hide anything from that person. It's okay to miss that and still move on. Do you miss having someone who knew everything about you and didn't hold any of it against you? In fact, they used it to help you grow. It's okay to miss that and still move on. Like, I can go on and on and on with these things. These are things that I think are okay to miss and always miss them and always look back and maybe be a little bit sad that you don't have it any longer. And yeah, of course, these feelings I'm describing are at the time, they're definitely because of that person. They're intrinsically intertwined with that person. And it might not be easy to separate the two. But to my point here, I have found it very helpful, once the dust has settled, to ask yourself that question. Do you miss the person or the things? Because at a certain point, you know, life is life. And as tough as it might be to imagine, that person will eventually fade. They will. But because you're human, the memories and the fondness of those things you shared together, those are going to stick around. And when that's the case, recognizing that, it's still okay to move on because you don't have to hold on so tight anymore. It's, you know, life, healing, moving on. It isn't this like binary experience. It's not zero or one and nothing else. It's not black or white and nothing else. It's not like, do I miss anything about what we had? Something at all? Yeah. Okay. Well, then you can't move on. Or it's not like, oh, you don't miss anything? Okay. You can move on. That's not how life works when you're human. You're always going to miss something about what you had, whether that's in a relationship or whether that's, you know, it's a job, you name it, right? In a relationship specifically, I think it's more relatable. It's the attraction, the companionship, the snuggles, you name it. And to think that you have to wait until you no longer miss anything, I think that's doing you a disservice. It's doing you a disservice because it's an empowering reminder to know that you can move on in the midst of those feelings. You can miss being in a relationship. You can. But at a certain point, if you're honest, you no longer have such a strong feeling towards the person anymore. You miss the thing, not the person. You miss having someone. You miss having a partner that is attracted to you, that helps you, that grows you, that you can share time with and your feelings with. But in general, that's no longer tied to a specific person. You miss the thing. And that's so okay, because in my mind, that means that you've progressed to the point of being able to take a big step forward. You're free to move on, even though you still miss something, even though you still feel the pain from no longer having that thing, that connection. And that's okay. It really is okay. And I'm not encouraging you with this to like rush yourself. This isn't, you know, me to say, hurry up. Like, you should take your time. I'm not encouraging you to like cut the feelings on that person as fast as you can. Not at all. Everyone heals differently. But I think it's so important to set the expectation for yourself. Because after all, life is all about the expectations you set. And healing, of course, is never this straight line. It's not some linear thing. It has ups and downs and curves. But if there's one thing I've learned, it's that rarely is there going to be a day where you wake up and you're like, I am 100% good. I miss nothing about what I had, and I miss nothing about the person. I think that's pretty rare because you're human. And to expect that level of like wipe the slate clean healing, I think it's unrealistic. And I think it's unfair to you. Because when that's your mentality, you'll start thinking that there's something wrong with you when you find yourself hanging on or missing something, for missing the connection or missing the habit. So I say, set another expectation for yourself, an expectation that is healthier and that I think empowers you to grow. And that's that it's okay to miss those things because the struggle is real. It's always going to be real. It's okay. It's okay to miss those things. And honestly, if you think about it logically, like who wouldn't? Who wouldn't miss being supported? Who wouldn't miss having a companion? Who wouldn't miss, you know, great sex, great conversation, having someone to grow you? I think it'd be weird if you said, no, I'm good. I don't miss it. That'd be weird. So take it for what it's worth. Miss those things. That's okay. But the moment that you can honestly say you've separated your feelings over the who and the things, I think that's your sign, my friend. That's your sign that you're getting there. You're not falling behind. You shouldn't beat yourself up for still missing something, an aspect of what you had. You're making progress. And the time has done its thing. Time is your friend. And it reminds you that you're still human. And yeah, you still want those things and you still miss them, but they're no longer tied exclusively to that person. And that's an empowering thought to know that, yeah, you can miss those things, but you're an amazing human being and you can find them again, better versions of them, longer lasting versions of them, maybe even forever versions of them. And that's a big vibe, right? That's a big vibe, because just as much as you might miss that feeling you once had, those things you once had, and like you felt like you were finally, you know, finding your stride and things were falling into place, you can get back on track. I promise you that you can. You can get back on track even while you miss the track that you were on, right? They're not mutually exclusive. So that's it. I think it's just empowering to remember that the struggle is real, the snuggle is real. And just because you have things that you still kind of hold on to or that you miss, it doesn't mean that you aren't free to move on. Might not be the easiest thing you've done, but when you can honestly and vulnerably say that you miss the things and not the person, or at minimum that you realize that those things are no longer tied exclusively to that person, you've moved on. You're moving on. You've made big steps forward. And that's a really empowering thought. It is to know that there isn't some expectation you need to have of yourself where, you know, you need to wait until you wake up and you're all butterflies and rainbows and there's nothing you miss, nothing holding you back, no feeling nagging at you. It's okay to move on in the midst of those things. And you should, because when you do, you prove to yourself that you're human and you care, but you're also human with the power of choice. The power to realize the ability to mold your future and your ability to get back on track or a better track or more rewarding and longer lasting track. So that's it. Just something to think about. I hope that was helpful. If it was, I'd love if you'd share this episode with a friend, tell them to subscribe. And don't forget, if you want to check out my free audio course on living a life without regret on Himalaya, go to himalaya.com/no regrets. Use code no regrets for a free 14-day trial. So that's it. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you so much for checking out newmindsethoodist.com and for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.